Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is not only the seventh day of Pesach, of course it's the seventh day of Pesach, we're not allowed to do Malacha, it's the last day of Pesach, but it is also the anniversary of Kriyat Yamsuf. It is the anniversary of Kriyat Yamsuf where Bnei Yisrael has gone out of Mitzrayim 7 days ago, but they have not yet been physically freed from the bonds of the Egyptians. They leave Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, of course, Paro changes his mind. He chases after Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael are very scared, of course. They cry out to Hashem. Hashem splits the sea. Bnei Yisrael go in. Bnei Yisrael go out. The Mitzrayim, of course, are destroyed in the Yam Suf, the miracle of miracles. Bnei Yisrael, after all the centuries of slavery, after seeing all the makot and Yetziat Mitzrayim, finally, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they believe in what he can do. He is the master of the universe, he is the creator of the universe, he controls nature, he knows what's going on in the world, he has the power to change what's going on in the world. This is a paraphrase of the Ramban in Parshat Bo. And this is what Kriyat Yamsuf reminds us of, that Bnei Yisrael have a God, believe in God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-capable. And this is what we commemorate on the seventh day of Pesach. We read the Torah. The Torah reading comes from Parshat Bishalach, the Shira Az Yashir. I'd like to read with you a very enigmatic medrash. Talks about Az Yashir. The Medrash is found in Shmot Rabbah, Parsha Chaf Gimel, Piska Gimel. Again, it's Shmot Rabbah, Parsha Chaf Gimel, Piska Gimel. The Medrash says like this: Amar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodeya Ani, Shechatati Lefanecha Be'az. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I know that way back when I sinned with the word Az, Shene'emar u'me'az bati el paro ledaber bishmecha heira la'amaze. I know, says Moshe, that I sinned at the end of Parshat Shemot. Remember for a moment that Moshe, at the end of Parshat Shemot, after reluctantly agreeing to accept the difficult task of bringing the Jews out of Mitzrayim, after approaching Paro and failing miserably, because Paro, remember, doesn't only decrease the workload of Bnei Yisrael, but he refuses to supply them with straw. And Paro says, it's your fault, Moshe. You're the troublemaker. It's a direct result of Moshe's approaching Paro. After all that, Moshe lets out a complaint. Go back to Parshat Shemot, Perek Hey, Pasuk Chaf, we'll start with Chaf Bet. Vayashav Moshe El Hashem. Moshe, after hearing this, he's failing. Moshe goes back to Hashem, Vayomer Hashem. Lama Hareota La'amazeh. Lama Zeh Shalachtani. Why did you do such bad things, Hashem? And now Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Umeaz. Here's the word Az. Umeaz Bati El Paro, and from the minute that I came to Paro ledaber bishmecha, heira la'amazeh v'hatzeh lo hitzalta et amecha, you, Hashem, have done nothing. And here we are, a whole year later, the Yam Suf is finished, the Mitzrayim are finished, Bnei Yisrael find themselves free, not only physically and spiritually, but now physically, not only spiritually, but also physically. He uses the same language. Lekach, I'm going back to the Medrash. The Medrash said that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I sinned with you way back when with the word Az, Umeaz Bati El Paro. Lekach, says the Medrash, says Moshe, Ani Meshabechacha Be'az. I'm going to praise you with the same word. Hadehu Dichtiv, Az Yashir Moshe. I use the word Az as a way to complain against you, God. But I am no longer complaining, and I'm going to praise you with the exact same words. Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Tashira Hazot Lashem Vayomer Lemor, etc. That is the Medrash. I, says Moshe, sinned, complained with the word Az. I am now going to praise you with the very same word. We have to ask, what does this Medrash mean? What is the connection between these two psukim? It's just the same word, Az and Az. The word Az appears more than 140 times in Tanakh. So we just pick out of the hat, Az here, Az there. Of course not, of course not. The Medrash is, of course, much, much, much deeper than this. I'd like to share an answer, and I want to thank Rabbi Shalom Rosner from Kehilat Nofei HaShemesh in Beit Shemesh, who showed me this beautiful idea from the Beit HaLevi. The Beit HaLevi was written by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. He died in the late 19th century. He was the great-grandson of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He was the co-Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin together with the Netziv. Just to recall, his son was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, his grandson was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and his great-grandson was Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, whose yortzeit is now on Pesach. So the Beit HaLevi, found in Parshat Bishalach, says the following. He brings the Medrash, and he says, what is the idea? What is the idea? Az. I complained with the word Az when things were going badly, so now I'm going to praise you with the word Az. What does that mean? Says the Beit HaLevi, a person who is found, Chas V'Shalom, B'Tza'ar. And that person is saved by God. Now that person thanks Hashem. He gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach and Hodaya al HaTova Shiasalo. No question about it. But there's really two different ways to thank God. Two different components to the thanking of God. If the main aspect of your simcha, and if the main content of the praise about God is only because of the goodness that God gives you, you were in trouble, and now you were saved, that's fine, but that's not the highest level of praise, and that's not the highest level of simcha that a person can have. Says the Beit HaLevi, Moshe Rabbeinu and Bnei Yisrael went one step further. It wasn't enough just to say, thank you, I'm no longer in trouble. I'll read the words inside, Aval Hashira She'amru Moshe V'Yisrael Az, Lo Haya Ikar Simchatan Al Zeh, She'nitzolu Mi'ad HaMitzrim. That wasn't the only aspect of the Simcha that God saved us from the Mitzrim. Of course, we're grateful. But that wasn't the main component. What was the main component of the simcha? Rak, says the Beit HaLevi, Ikar simchatan haya al zeh, Shezachu lihiyotam hakli chefetz asher al yadam nitgadel kvodo yitbarach, Ve'al yedei hatzalatam mimitzrayim nitparsem shemo. The main component is that God, you used me as a kli to say thank you. You used me as a kli to praise your name, to make your name great. In other words, says the Beit HaLevi, Hare Hashira Ne'emra Gam Al Hashibur HaKadum Kumo Ha'al HaGeula. Says the Beit HaLevi, the praise of God is not just on the salvation, but it's even on the shibud. Thank you, Hashem, for the shibud. Di ilmale hashibud, lo haya makom lehageula, usmacho be'ashibud akadum kumo be'geula shalata. There would never have been the geula if there was never the galut beforehand. There would never have been the thank you if not for the pain. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. V'zehu she'amar be'az chatati. Because, says the Beit HaLevi, Moshe, at that time when things were going poorly, didn't recognize that things were going to go great. But now I am saying Shira with the same word. Ani Omer, this is the Beit HaLevi. Ani Perusho, Ani Omer Hashira Gam Al Az. I'm also saying Shira on the Az back then, on the Shibur HaKadum. Kamoa Lagula Akshav. In other words, this is a process. I recognize it was a process. It's not just, oh, out of nowhere God came to save me. No, God was the one who put me in that position in the first place. And I have to recognize that. And I have to thank Hashem and realize that even when times are dark, I know that things are going to get better. Even in the middle of the night when there's no sun, I know. I wait a little bit and the sun will rise. There will be a geula. And so I say thank you, Hashem, for the process, not just for the moment, but for the whole process. In fact, says the Beit HaLevi, that's what we say in Tehillim, that we say every time we say Hallel. Odcha ki initani, vatihili lishua. In other words, I'm saying thank you, Odcha ki initani. Thank you, Hashem. I know this is a very high level. The Shira is the highest level of praise. You and I should be zocha to be on this level. But that is the ultimate level, to recognize Odcha ki initani. Vatihi li lishua, the initani became the Yeshua. I am saying thank you on the inui, because through that came the Yeshua, and in that way, HaKadosh Baruch, whose name is Nitkadesh Birabim, Al Yadi. And I, this is the last line of the Beit HaLevi, V'al Shnehem Ke'echad Ani Modelecha, U'Shnehem Ke'echad Tovim. They're both good. They're both good. And when things happen to me that are good, when things happen to me that I see God's hand, it's not enough to say thank you. I also have to look backwards and say thank you, God, for the difficult times as well. It's important for me to recognize, it's important for me to realize that even when things go bad, it's part of a longer process. I heard a story that I've told them many times. I heard this from Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Eisha Torah. I heard this from him directly, panim el panim. I heard the following story. He told us once, there was a man who came into his office. He says this used to happen all the time. Eisha Torah is found in the old city, right next to the Kotel. People find inspiration at the Kotel, and they used to come into his office, all different sorts, all different kinds. And he says that there was a man who once came into his office who was all decked out, tattoos and earrings, and dressed up like a biker, really, really, the whole scene that you could probably imagine. Anyway, he walks in and he says, "Are you the rabbi?" "Yes, I'm the rabbi." "That's it. I'm a Jew. I want to become Orthodox." So Rav Noach Weinberg, you know, seeing this man, he has enough experience. You got to ask the question, okay, what happened? Come on, what happened? The man says, "Rabbi," he takes a seat and he says, "Rabbi, I have a motorcycle. I was riding my bicycle in the mountains of Colorado, and up and down the mountains, and I was going fast. I mean, really, really fast. Well, I lost control of my motorcycle, and I flew off the side of a mountain, maybe 10 stories high. And I separated from my motorcycle. My motorcycle fell on the ground, smashed into a million pieces. But I," says this man, "but I landed in some brush. I literally walked away. Nothing happened to me. Maybe some scratches. I walked away." And then the man concludes and says, "Rabbi, I know it was the hand of God that caught me and placed me down in this brush." Rav Noach Weinberg looks at the man and he says, "And whose hand do you think it was that pushed you off the cliff in the first place? Whose hand do you think it was that pushed you off the cliff in the first place?" It is not enough to say thank you, God, when things are good. And thank you, God, that you saved me. You've got to realize that every single thing we go through personally, chas v'shalom, our families, and even nationally, everything that goes wrong, we know, and we don't always understand it, and it's very hard to swallow, and we should all be on the level, but theoretically we should be on the level where we recognize that that's also God. It's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's Midat HaRachamim and Midat HaDin. All comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just say, oh, God is great when things go well and there's no God. No, there's God then too. Hard for us to realize, hard for us to swallow. Moshe Rabbeinu learned that lesson. I sinned. says Moshe, when it came to the bad parts. And so therefore, when I thank you now, I am going to make it better. I'm going to fix that and say, I recognize that even the dark times are needed before the daylight. We should be zocha this time of year where the absence of the Beit HaMikdash is felt so acutely. We should all be zocha. Number one, chalila, to not have any dark times. But if there are any dark times in our personal lives, our family lives, our national lives, chas v'shalom, we have to recognize to the best of our ability that it all comes from God. And just like God brought us, chas v'shalom, to the challenging times, God willing, you and I will be zocha to Az, Yashir, Moshe, recognizing that's all God. Should be zocha, Mirtz Hashem, next year, still this year, I should say, to bring korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. Have a Chag Sameach, everybody.